Welcome to Forging Families, a 10-part series that shines light on all aspects of families through silly stories, quirky questions, and riveting reveals. Today, we start in the peaceful city of Sofia, Bulgaria, where Borislav Kristal, life, has been uprooted and his family must flee the government. This takes place in the 1970s, and at just 8 years old, young Borislav fled to Germany with his family to escape the Soviet Union. This story is told through his son Nikki, who is here with us today. My partner Cameron Harrison is going to be taking us on this journey. Stay listening to hear Nikki tell this shocking tale.
When we set out to interview Nikki, we planned to talk about his dad and everything that his dad had been through. But the story began with the people that became before him, starting with the importance of the Kristal name.
So, like, they were pretty high up in the echelon of, like, people in power at that time.
Yeah, definitely. So before my grandpa was born, my great-grandpa actually owned, like, 100-some banks in all of Eastern Europe. So that's where, like, their status came from, and that's why my grandpa was able to get into the military. And so, like, my family had a very respected name across all of Europe, so it was very, very lucky for them to have been, like, within that, like, family name.
It seemed as though that the Kristal family name held a lot of importance, and we were eager to hear from Nikki and the story of his dad's life and how it forged his family and the impact that it had and is still having on Nikki to this day.
Understanding, my dad was born in Bulgaria, Sofia, Bulgaria, in 1963 to his parents, who were named Nikolai, which is where my name comes from, and Slata, I believe. And at the time he was born was like a few years after World War II.
Nikki's father was born into a pretty unusual situation, as he was born into a pretty wealthy, well-off family. And with that, most people would probably suspect that he had a lot given to him and a pretty easygoing life with not a lot of struggle. However, his experience was far from that.
And Bulgaria was getting taken over by the USSR, but they weren't quite there yet. So my grandparents had a little bit of freedom because he was such like a high officer. So he opted to retire out of the military while it was still like not terrible. And they fled to Germany, and they had come from Germany before then. So it was like an area they had been in. And because my grandpa had been a resident in Berlin prior to like World War II even happening, they were granted like amnesty to travel between East and West Berlin, which at the time was like not allowed by anybody but them. Mm-hmm. And my grandma was a doctor, so she was able to do the same thing, which is really cool, which gave my dad the ability to see both sides of the wall, which is like a super unique experience that nobody else could really like compare to.
At this point, based off of what Nikki had been telling us, it was becoming clear that his dad, who was pretty young at the time when all of this was taking place, Nikki explained that he was probably around 7 or 8 when they were forced to flee. And just his dad and his parents, who are Nikki's grandparents, were forced to flee the country and leave behind everything that they had as the USSR was taking over. And at this point during the interview, I started to think just how rough it had to be with everything Nikki's grandparents had worked so hard for. It was suddenly all being taken away as they were forced to leave. And we started to think at this point, why were they in danger?
I guess in a way you could say in danger. It was more just they were scared of what like Russia could do, because you got to remember this was the exact same time as the Cold War was going on. So like political tensions were just super high. No one knew what was going on. So it was more just the fear of what could happen or what could go wrong. And my dad's told me in the past that they actually got really lucky because, like, in the mid-70s, like, Bulgaria totally, like, went to crap and it got really bad there, and they were pretty much taken over by the USSR. So if they would have stayed longer, I mean, we could have never have left Eastern Europe. But because they left when they did, and because they were given that opportunity that Eastern Berlin just so happened to have needed, like medics and stuff like that, that they were able to leave.
Nikki's dad and his grandparents have clearly been through a very unique situation that not many people have been through, that has just impacted their family in so many ways, including what Nikki is about to say, which is shocking.
Not only because they started to take them, but again, from that fear of the communist like revolt and regime, that they didn't know what was going to happen. So my great-grandpa actually shot himself.
Wow.
Yeah. Sheesh. Yeah. So, like, he was so scared of the communist, like, regime that he couldn't live to see all his money disappear. So he killed himself before he could just watch all his money just run away.
This is something that nobody should have to experience, but unfortunately, Nikki's dad had to. And after Nikki told us the story about his dad and everything he'd been through as a young child, it made us wonder, like, what type of impact has it had on his dad to this day? And does Nikki believe that his dad's experiences have affected the way that he parents now?
I'd say growing up, my dad had very high expectations for me, but he wasn't rough on me by any means, because he knew, like, how much easy, I mean, like, I'll even admit it, I live a way easier of a life than he lived. So, like, from that perspective, he definitely raised me to a very high standard, because he's like, you have all these tools that I didn't have, like, you cannot fail. Like, look at where I am, like, you cannot fail. But he was never really hard on me, which was good, because he, like, he knew how it was, like, to have that much pressure on you at all times, especially from someone like the government who could kill you whenever. So from that perspective, he was pretty easygoing.
Not only has Nikki's dad's childhood had an impact on the way that he parents Nikki, but also his experiences have created certain perspectives of life that he has passed on to Nikki.
And he also doesn't really mind too much for the little things, which is kind of interesting. Like, all the stuff that's like doesn't matter, like drama, he's like, I don't care at all, because, like, at the end of the day, it's not life or death, so it doesn't matter. That's kind of his perspective on life too.
He was put into such a extreme position as a young kid, so yeah, it really put into perspective the important things in,
yeah,
life.
Exactly. Not just the important things, but more importantly, the things that aren't important, which makes your life just so much easier in general. Mm-hmm.
I think what Nikki says here, we could all try to get better at. After hearing how this family endured and found success again, loving and trusting family should be something that is important to all of us. Maybe we can learn from Nikki's dad and forget about the things that don't matter and focus on family a little bit more. Thank you everyone for listening to this episode. And make sure to keep listening to Forging Families.